Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Daytona Beach International Airport, offering new nonstop service to New York City and Boston, Massachusetts, beginning December 4th. Daytona Beach International Airport features convenient access to the terminal, easy and close parking, and more. Details at flydab.com.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. The family holiday show at the Gaylord Palms this year is called Pomp, Snow, and Circumstance. That's Cirque, like Cirque du Soleil. Get it? It's unique in a few ways. First, this is the show's public debut after its world tour for Armed Forces Entertainment and before its engagement on Broadway. And second, longtime Broadway director, philanthropist, and author Neil Goldberg has invited Orange County students to design a costume for the colorful show that will appear on the Gaylord stage and in the Broadway production. Third, that contest came with donations to Orange County Public Schools arts programs. Goldberg says he wrote the children's book Pomp, Snow, and Circumstance as a way to stay creative during the pandemic, and he wasn't expecting it to take flight.
Pomp, Snow, and Circumstance are three characters. They study music, circus, and magic at a secret university. They graduate and get their diplomas from Santa, and then they spread their music, magic, and circus around the world. So that is the concept of the book. There are lessons learned along the way, and that is the concept of the first holiday show, which opened last week at the Gaylord Palms in Orlando, Florida.
How was opening week?
Exciting, nerve-wracking. You know, when you're working on developing a concept for the stage for 4 years, to finally have it come to life, it's both daunting and thrilling at the same time. For me, as a producer and a showman, I did not want to come back into the entertainment landscape unless I could bring something different that would make a difference in the entertainment community. So I spent the last year with an animation studio taking the illustrations from the storybook and animating them so that they would interact with the live performers on stage. That's what made this concept and makes this concept so unique. The performers are always in the aisles and amongst the audience, but constantly interacting with what's happening on the stage set, which is all LED screen.
I see that you have engagements at Gaylord Palms Opryland. You mentioned Broadway. Is this the first time this has been staged?
This is the first time that it's been staged for the public. I have many relationships, business relationships throughout my career. And one of the first things that I did was donate thousands of books to our military through Armed Forces Entertainment, because I wanted those families and children of service members to be able to have a copy of the book. And as a result of that, the excitement and engagement with the story was so high that in partnership with Armed Forces Entertainment, we toured a version of Pomp, Snow, and Circumstance around the world to about a dozen U.S. military bases, entertaining over 150,000 service members and their families.
So you mentioned wanting to bring something unique and something that could give back. First, let's talk about the costume contest that's happening here in Orlando. And then let's talk about the donations to Orange County Schools Arts Departments.
So throughout my career, it's really been important to me to engage as many talented young artists, dreamers, anyone with an imagination that had aspirations for doing something that they may not actually believed could have ever come true. I was that child. And so as a young person, I needed to connect the dots and navigate through a lot of different variables to be able to express myself creatively and artistically. I always knew in the back of my mind that whatever level of success I would have, I would take that memory of the challenges that I had and try to support and assist young people and arts communities wherever possible. After the pandemic, I started the Neil Goldberg Dream Foundation with the mission of being able to give back and support the arts. So there haven't been a lot of productions since then that I've been involved in, actually Palm Snow and Circumstances the first. So when we finalized our arrangement to premiere the show in Orlando, we started about 6 months ago, coming into the community, going to libraries, going to schools, going to the Science Center, participating in Orlando community activities for two reasons, both to create some brand awareness that people understood and also to engage with different organizations like the Foundation for Orange County Public Schools. That was really important to me. Nobody really knew what my mission was, but once the meetings were set up and I met the right people, I had shared some of my visions of how I felt we could engage young people in these creative opportunities. And so the first thing that we agreed upon was this costume design contest where all middle school and high school students can participate across all 85 schools in Orange County in drawing what they think a cool costume or creative costume might look like in a Palm Snow and Circumstance show, or even in just a holiday and Christmas show. The exciting part about the payoff of this is when we select a winning design, we are going to make that costume. Our designers are going to interpret it. We're going to put that winning costume design into the show the week of Christmas, and then we're going to take the costume onto Broadway as part of the over 300 costumes that are in the show that to date have taken about 4 years to produce.
That student will get a chance to see their design not only on the stage here, but on the Broadway stage.
Correct. So I donated the book to all the elementary schools and the libraries in the schools because I wanted everyone to have a copy of that. But for all the middle schools and high schools, of which there are 85 throughout Orange County, through my foundation, I made a contribution, a financial contribution, and the Foundation for Orange County Public Schools was really super appreciative, and they wanted to put my name on a scholarship, and that's not really what it was about for me. I really wanted to support our programs in all of these schools. So we came to a certain dollar figure that every one of these 85 schools would receive a certain amount of the funds to go to their art programs and their art teachers for supplies, for support, to just enrich and nourish young people's aspirations for being creative.
Do you have any advice for young people who want to become costume designers or producers or Broadway stars or want to follow their dreams in that direction? What would you advise?
Persevere is number one. You know, we hear these stories about you hear the word no so many times and you shouldn't give up and you need to go to auditions and you need to resubmit and you just need to continue to pound the pavement and persevere every opportunity that you can. There's no rules to what creativity and imagination can transform into, whether it's a elementary school play, a high school production, community theater. For me personally, I started my career as a window dresser in New York City. I'm moonlighting on Broadway and off Broadway and trying to get all these opportunities and heard no so many times. But I found other ways to express my creativity in different outlets. And so I say to everyone, look at me. I'm really you. I had so many challenges and obstacles to overcome. And I didn't think of them as challenges and obstacles at the time. It was just part of my life. And it was part of my path. And so I continuously found youth programs and opportunities to design and create. While in the back of my mind, I kept my eye focused on what it was that I truly wanted to do. Here I am at this point in my career, and there's one item left on my bucket list that hasn't been checked off, and that's a Tony Award for costume design. So I encourage listeners and young people to design away, submit their sketches. Some lucky young person's design is going to be interpreted and hopefully take this journey with me. And I hope to be on the stage one day accepting the Tony Award for costume design.
That was Broadway director, designer, philanthropist, and author Neil Goldberg. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.